morning from America's newest fine restaurant, Tom Brenneman's on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevards. Kellogg's All Brand and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes serve you breakfast in Hollywood. Friends, the drive for kitchen grease and fats is still on. They are now urgently needed. In fact, of the many patriotic things you could be doing right now, the saving of fat should head your list. And speaking of giving fats, right now, supposing we give you that big fat head, Tom Brenneman.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies. Oh, and California greetings to you out there along the party line. Howdy from the ladies having breakfast in Hollywood. You know, I was going to say sunny Southern California. But in giving these weather reports, I like to be truthful. Oh, I do. Looks as though we're about to have a little of that unusual stuff tossed our way today. But there's nothing like a nice warm shower, is there? No. Well, this is the Ivory Flakes portion of our little broadcast, and we have a pretty full day today and a swell turnout in the Brenneman Beanery. Now, we're just going to visit a little bit. I think we'll go way down here at the end of the restaurant this morning. Hello there. Who are you?
Dorothy Taylor, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
From Grand Rapids. Little Red Riding Hood. All diked out in red. How long have you been in California?
5 weeks today.
5 weeks today. Yes. You're having some wonderful weather, aren't you?
I think so.
You bet. Fanny Cronin, who are you?
I'm Fanny Cronin from Phillipsburg, New Jersey.
You're Fanny what?
Fanny Cronin. Phillipsburg, New Jersey.
From Phillipsburg, New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
How big a place is Phillipsburg, Fanny?
It has 40,000.
40,000 people?
40,000. It's near eastern Pennsylvania.
Yes, I have an idea where it is, up in the corner of the state.
Yeah, near New York, 70 miles from New York.
Yeah, 70 miles from New York and up close eastern Pennsylvania.
That's right, that's right.
But it's in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
And you are?
I'm Lita Bell Harris from Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Hello. From where?
From Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Gee, we met some peculiar towns here.
I'm Dorothy Bayard from Chicago, Illinois.
Bayard.
B-A-Y-A-R-D.
You better start loosening that hat, because I'm going to have it in a few minutes.
Dr. Harvey Bloom, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Thank you, Doctor.
I, Rothstein, El Paso, Texas.
Thanks. We're going to meet some more of these boys now. We have a swell turnout of fellows and gals in uniform, and as I do each morning, I'll ask you to hold your applause until we've met them all. Give your hometown first there.
Oneida, New York. Dick McKenna. Hi, Ellen.
Richard Amiels, Rothstein, New York, Seaman First Class.
Good.
From Erie, Illinois, Ferris J. Shaheen, Seaman First Class. Hi, Mom.
Here.
From Mount Sigel, Michigan, Forest Mate Third Class, Harold Kitzmiller. Hi, Mom.
Do I look like your mom?
From Birmingham, Alabama, Corporal John Carr.
Thanks.
From St. Louis, Missouri, Corporal Milton Fry.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think we ought to do here is put a little tag on this salutation. Say, I'm so-and-so-and-so-and-so. Hi, Mom.
Lima, Ohio. Motor machinist, mate, first class, Donaldson, Baxter, Pulling.
Bannister what?
Donaldson, Baxter, Pulling.
Pulling.
Uh-huh. Houston, Texas, Lieutenant J.W. Doctor.
Thank you.
Trenton, New Jersey, Anna Dorman, Corporal.
Is your mom listening? You both?
Hi, Mom.
That's right.
Mechanicsburg, Ohio, Joe Ralston, Signalman, Third Class.
Mm-hmm. Birmingham, Alabama, Clyde Carter, Corporal.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, Seaman Second Class, James Axiotis. Hello, honey.
Now I mean honey. That's you. These fellas would get me in trouble.
Ivanhoe, Minnesota, PSC, Nevis, Ireland.
Crawfordsville, Indiana, storekeeper, first class, William LaPalle.
Los Angeles, California, Dick Wells. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I'll call her on the telephone.
New York City, John Heimberger, RT second class.
Hamburger?
Heimberger.
Oh, pardon me.
Gowanda, New York, PFC, H. Arthur Carman.
Summerfield, Illinois, Tech Sergeant Mac Bear.
Thank you, Mac. Hello.
Watertown, Massachusetts, Joe Marshall, AMM3C.
Thanks, Joe.
O'Fallon, Illinois, Carpenter's Mate, first class, Art Freese.
Big turnout here.
Louisville, Kentucky, Warrant Officer John B. Morgan.
Hello there.
Akron, Ohio, Sergeant Robert Wagoner.
You?
Vinita, Oklahoma, Private Bob Dixon.
You?
Camden, New Jersey, PFC, Bill Suggs.
All right.
Lincoln, Illinois, Wilbur Leonard, PFC.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, Staff Sergeant Marvin Hedden Leonard.
Yeah, we'll meet some more of them after a while, but right now I wish everybody in uniform would please stand. Come on your feet, boys and girls. Let's give them a good welcome. Good night. Good night, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, who are you?
I'm Mrs. Frieda Thompson from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Smoky City. Uh-huh. You always live in Pittsburgh? You good at riddles? Pretty good. You know this old one. You know why a chicken crosses the road? Huh? Well, if it's a smart chicken, yes, I guess. I know. Like those who visit us here. Chickens cross the road to go to the store that sells ivory flakes. Did that ever occur to you? A smart chicken. That's because she wants to keep her fine feathers looking smart up to twice as long.
Ivory flakes, twice the wear.
That's Charlie, my rejoicing rooster back there. That's really something to crow about at that. Friends, Wars tests prove that not only do your fine feathers, your nice things, give you up to twice the wear when washed gently with ivory flakes, but they also stay bright and gay with firm seams and look almost like new for up to twice as long. You know about that, don't you, Charlie?
Sweaters and blouses, lingerie, you've no idea how beautiful they can stay. They'll be lovely to look at, and all it takes is that ever-loving care with ivory flakes.
Yes, but let me warn you. Wait a minute. I'll have to warn you. Yes, sir, there'll be cause for angry cackling in the henyard if any of you chickens wash things the wrong way with the wrong kind of soap. So never do that. Stick to those delicate ivory flakes, which are the flake form of good old ivory soap. Change to gentle ivory flakes care. Well, go ahead, lather up again, Charlie.
Ivory flakes, twice the wear. Ivory flakes, twice the wear.
Ah, Charlie, it was so nice to hear from you again. It really was. Now then, makes sense, too. We'll ask, we're going for a hat now. And I think there's only one here, Johnny, and that's the one back there with we talked to a moment ago. Back here from what was your name again?
Mrs. Dorothy Bayard.
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 And you're where you from, Miss Bayard?
Chicago.
From Chicago.
Yes.
We have a number of folks in here. You're from Chicago. From the South Side, aren't you? Huh? She never bothered to listen to our program back there. Yeah, what is your name?
Margaret.
Oh, no, you don't. This is a little red turban that, speaking of the chicken yard, you know, as we were a moment ago, and it looks like, I don't know, tail feathers here stick out. It's just going to look as silly on me as it does on her. I know that. I look like the kingfish has had a bad night, don't I? Johnny, take it back to her, please. Hello, Ma. Silly. Hello, Ma. Who are you?
Mrs. O.K. Scott.
Mrs. O.K. Scott. Where are you from, Mrs. O.K. Scott?
I'm from Oregon.
Well, what?
Kings Valley.
From Kings Valley. Will you draw a number out of our basket, please, and we'll award our wishing ring?
Keith Alderson, Brantford, Ontario.
Uh-huh. And you?
Noel Lansdowne, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Thank you. You fellas wearing Canadian uniform. Mm-hmm. This wins our wishing ring. It's 84718. 84718. What is your name? Where are you?
Martha Reichman, North Branch, Michigan.
From where?
North Branch, Michigan.
North Branch, Michigan. Well, come on out here, and we'll put the wishing ring on your finger. Meanwhile, ladies, I again caution you, please do not stop saving used fat. It's so important. You want nylons and refrigerators and every drop of used fat. Now, with me, you'll have more fats to save. So remember, you still get 4 cents for every pound. Save every drop, won't you? Good morning.
Good morning.
And who are you?
Mrs. Norman Smith, Clearwater, California.
From Clearwater, California. Gee, I didn't know there was a Clearwater in California. Uh-huh. Tell me, where is it?
Oh, it's between Long Beach and Los Angeles.
You mean to say there's a place called Clearwater between here and Long Beach?
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know that. Tell me, Mrs. Smith, how long have you lived in Clearwater?
Oh, about 6 years.
Huh?
6 years.
About 6 years. How old a place is Clearwater? When was it organized?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's quite an old place.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And how big a place is it?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say about 12,000.
Clearwater, California? Now, that's a new one. Have you ever heard of that? I've never heard of Clearwater, California. On what highway is it?
It's on Compton Boulevard.
Oh, you go down...
In Paramount.
You go down Compton Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, if I just knew where Compton Boulevard was, maybe I...
But you sure know where Compton is.
Yes, I know where Compton is.
Well, that's Compton Boulevard right through Compton.
Yes, uh-huh. And Clearwater's on the other side of Compton.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Where are you born, Mrs. Smith, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Where were you born?
Muskegon, Michigan.
In Muskegon, Michigan. And you've lived in California how long?
Oh, about 25 years.
Yes, well, you're only 6 years in Clearwater. Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Where did you live before that?
Oh, I've lived in Compton, Downey, and
mm-hmm.
Bellflower.
It's funny, I've heard of all those towns and been in them, but I don't recall Clearwater. I really do not. Well, Mrs. Smith, you've won our wishing ring. I've got it, I'm sure. There you are. That is our wishing ring.
Yes, you're pretty.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Now let's put it on your finger, Miss Smith. You've heard the program, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Even in Clearwater, we hear. Now you make a wish, Miss Smith.
I wish that my brother would get back from Germany.
Uh-huh. How long has he been over there?
About 2 years.
What's his point score? About ready to come back?
He has 75 points.
Is that enough?
Yes, sir.
Well, then he should be back soon, eh?
I sure hope so.
Well, gee whiz. Give my regards to the folks in Clearwater. We'll wish along the way.
I sure will.
Huh?
I sure
will. Tell them I hope to visit. And as long as you're in Clearwater, you might put ivory flakes in it, too. That's good. Wash your nice things. Good luck, Miss Smith. You know what? Each morning, you'll have to be quiet in Clearwater. We award a box of lovely ring clear nylon hose. And we have been for the past few months. They're great hose. They're beautiful hose, in fact. I know a lot of you know about it. But this morning, we're going to award it to somebody very, very special, I think. I don't know who just yet. I'm trying to figure out you. Huh? Who are you? What's your name?
Anna.
Where are you from, Anna?
Burbank.
From Burbank? You wouldn't appreciate them out there anyway. No. Well, I'll tell you, I'll get in touch with Burbank and Clearwater. I think, look at all the servicemen there. You fellas couldn't wear them anyway. Wait a minute now. We'll find out which one of you fellows have been in service the longest. Huh? How long have you been in service, Sergeant? 3 years and 3 months. Huh? The longest service record? 12 years, huh? 12 years there. And what? 42 months. How long have you been married? About a year and a half. You say you have been in the service 12 years.
12 years.
And what's your name again?
John B. Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Where have you been, Johnny?
Well, Germany, for one place.
Uh-huh.
During the war.
Warrant officer, is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Where have you been back there? In what theater?
European theater.
In Europe, I mean, in what? Have you served in any particular battles or campaigns or anything like that?
Well, yeah,
you
battle.
Must, I see you're wearing the presidential citation there.
Yes. Bastogne for that.
Uh-huh.
And,
How long have you been married, Johnny?
6 years.
Uh-huh. You have your wife with you?
Yes, my wife here.
Well, that's nice. You're going to get the nylon.
Elsie Morgan.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Say, do you have a family, do you, Johnny?
No, just a wife and son.
Just a wife and yourself. And where'd you say you were from again?
Louisville, Kentucky.
From Louisville, Kentucky. We're going to meet some more of these fellows. Captain?
Indianapolis, Indiana. Captain John Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Baton, no, North Dakota. Flat Ops, Nome, Vicon.
Nice.
Toledo, Ohio. Staff Sergeant Raymond Parkmeyer.
Captain?
Dayton, Ohio. Captain Leroy Askren.
Yes, and you, please.
Royal Oak, Michigan. Lieutenant Commander J.W. Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, Lieutenant McNamara.
Your first name, Mike?
Mark M.J.
Thanks.
Kuzno. Marquette, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
PFC.
Thanks.
Osceola, Michigan.
Private Merle L. Rose.
Good. And you?
Halliwell, Kansas. Lauren G. McKee. Motor Machinist, 8th, 3rd class.
Motor Machinist, 8th, 3rd?
Right. Motor Machinist, 8th, 3rd class. Hi, Mom.
No. They do call you Curly in the
That's
name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's give them a welcome, too. That about concludes the first portion of Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes.
Yes.
Twice the wear.
Yes.
Ivory Flakes. Twice the wear.
Ah, Charlie, that's nice. This next portion of our little broadcast brings you greetings from the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, Michigan. Kellogg's, makers of all brands. And now we're going to award our lovely California Armroy Orchid to our eldest guest, and I want to bid. How old are you, Mrs. Okay? 76. 76. 80. Pardon me. 80? Will 80 win the orchid this morning? There's nobody here older than 80? Well, sir, a youngster this morning. Always way back in the corner. Yes, sir. Hello? Well, come on out here and meet the ladies. And who are you?
Mrs. Phillips.
Your first name?
Mrs. Ray Phillips.
Where are you from, Miss Phillips?
Tahunga, California.
Well, come on, she's from Tahunga. Now, you take my arm here, Miss Phillips, and
wait a minute.
There we are. Come on, now, you take my arm, and we'll walk down the aisle here. There she is. Miss Ray Phillips from Tahunga. She's 80 years old. Say, Miss Phillips, that name is familiar to me.
I don't know how.
Huh?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Mrs. From Tahunga.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you why. No, this can't be. This is really a coincidence. I just read about you and intend to read about... You are Mrs. R.S. Phillips from Tahunga?
Yes, sir.
Well, I declare... She has been made our good neighbor for today, too. I remember this morning at my office reading over this letter, which I'll read after a while, Miss Phillips. You have been made our good neighbor, too, when you win two orchids, a good neighbor orchid and an orchid because you're 80.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us about you, Miss Phillips.
Well,
where were you born?
Michigan.
What part of Michigan?
Georgetown. It's about 10 miles from Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Ottawa County.
Mm-hmm. How long did you live in Tahunga? It says there, I think, in the letter.
Well, I've only been here since 32. Our home was in Hollywood, in Sioux City, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gee, you've done a lot of good, Mrs. Phillips.
I hope so.
Well, you certainly have.
I hope to do a lot more before I die.
Yes. Tell me, did you bring Mr. Phillips with you? Is he
here? Yes, sir.
Is he?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. They've both been made good neighbors. Come on out here, Pop. We'll have you meet Mr. Phillips. Johnny, what a time. Hello, Mr. Phillips. How are you?
Yes, nice to see you.
Now that I've got you here in the spotlight, I think I'll just read the letter and make you listen to it. How long have you been married, Mr. Phillips?
52 years.
52 years.
Plus.
All right, I think this would be a good spot to read it. Now, you won't blush, will you, Miss Phillips?
Well, you look and see.
All right. The letter comes from Mrs. F.W. Haggerty of Los Angeles, and it says, Dear Tom Brenneman, I should like to nominate for your good neighbor orchid, Mr. and Mrs. R.S. Phillips, of Route 1, Box 721, Tahunga, California. Is that you?
That's
you. About 20 years ago, Mr. Phillips began to build a beautiful rock gardens and picnic grounds on his Tahunga property, opening them to the public as each was completed. Is that you?
That's right.
That's you. Since then, Mr. and Mrs. Phillips held open house for picnic parties, sometimes 50 or 60 people at one time. Their guest book holds signatures of more than 69,000 persons who have enjoyed their hospitality. In all that time, they never charged anything for the use of their beautiful grounds and equipment, which included a small zoo and well-equipped picnic house. Since the war's beginning, Mrs. Phillips has done Red Cross and other war work. Besides this, she has made at home over 100 lap robes for convalescent soldiers and taken them to the Birmingham Hospital. Is that true?
Well, they weren't all taken to the Birmingham. They've been scattered on.
Well, other hospitals.
There's 67 in the Birmingham.
Yes.
So I have 8 more ready to finish for them now to buy them.
Oh, isn't that swell? Mr. and Mrs. Phillips have both passed 80 years of age, but are still using their energy in helping others. Don't you agree they are good neighbors? Very sincerely yours, Mrs. F.W. Haggerty, 670 Romulus Street, Los Angeles 31, California. What a pleasure it is to have with us this morning Mr. and Mrs. R.S. Phillips, Tahunga, California, our good, good neighbors of the day. Now, don't go away. Come on now. Wait a minute, don't go away. I want to ask a few questions. Tell me, you've been married, you say, over 50-some-odd years.
52 years.
Where were you married, Mr. Phillips?
Sioux City, Iowa.
In Sioux City. That was your home? You're
yes,
born
sir,
in Iowa.
My business home.
Yes. Uh-huh. And what was your business, Mr. Phillips?
Sporting goods.
You were sporting goods?
Wholesale, retail, sporting goods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what have you done since you've come to California?
No.
You're tired?
No. I've spent about 17 years developing that place up there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so you've been made our good, good neighbor. Who's the boss in the home, Mr. Phillips?
Both.
Did you raise a family, Miss Phillips?
No, sir.
You had no children?
No, sir.
Uh-huh. And you've just kind of shared your worldly goods with your neighbors.
Well, we have others to do for them besides ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How old are you, Mrs.? You say you're over 80, is that right?
80 last August.
And how old are you, Mr. Phillips?
I'll be 80 and a half. 81 and a half.
81 in November.
Huh?
He was 81 in November.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't fight about this thing. Now, you're a good neighbor.
81 in November.
You're 81 in November.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes, I see. And you'll be 81 in... Where did you meet Mrs. Phillips, Mr. Phillips?
In a Sunday school.
In Sunday school?
Sunday school picnic.
At a Sunday school picnic.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
In Sioux City.
Well, did you have a big church wedding, did you?
No, sir.
No?
Private.
A private wedding.
Home wedding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, Mrs. Phillips, I guess you're out in the open a great deal, are you, and do a lot of work on the outside?
No, sir.
No? You take care of the house while Pop takes care of the picnic grounds, is that right?
I take care of the house, but I have plenty to do outside of my housework.
You must have. How big a home do you have, Mrs. Phillips?
You only have 4 rooms now.
4 rooms, huh? Well, that's not big enough for you, isn't it?
No.
No, you want to be... Well, Pop, while you're building, you might build an extra room on the house, too, you think?
Too late.
Too late? I should have said guest room, shouldn't I? Oh, dear. Well, here... There are 2 orchids, one for our good neighbor and one for our eldest guest, both in the person of Mrs. Phillips.
Thank you.
There you are. Pop, I wish you'd take this orchid, if you will, Mr. Phillips, and you pin it on, Mrs. Phillips. And you say you've been married...
Tell me how.
Would you? You're getting along all right, right up here. That's swell. There you are. Here they are, good neighbors. Golly, you do that all right. I'll tell you what I want you to do now, Pop. That's enough. That'll be enough. I want you to kiss her like you did at that first Sunday school picnic. Hey. There you are. What'd you
you say, Miss Phillips?
I said he didn't do that at the Sunday school picnic.
Oh, he didn't do that? Yeah, Fudginal. We wish them both well. Two grand neighbors.
Goodbye, Miss Phillips. Goodbye, Miss Phillips.
That was a great surprise, sure enough. Well, it's time for another slanguage lesson, so here's a piece of restaurant slang I think you ought to know. If you ever hear the fellow at the next table say to the waitress, "One American burned," don't call out the fire engines. "One American burned" is restaurant slanguage for a toasted cheese sandwich. Now, if on the other hand you hear somebody ordering Kellogg's All Bran, there's nothing to puzzle you. You can be sure that that fellow knows a good cereal when he eats one. And he knows the benefits of Kellogg's All Bran, too. Wonderful benefits. Just listen to them.
Natural laxative food. Countless people who have used to suffer from not getting enough bulk to keep regular have found relief simply by eating a dish of Kellogg's All Bran every day and drinking plenty of water. Now, if you or your family are troubled that way, just give this famous regulating cereal a 10-day trial. Either you agree it's beneficial, or you get back twice what you paid for your package. That's a promise backed by the Kellogg Company of Battle Creek and Omaha.
Now that's plain cricket, isn't it? A fair, square deal. Besides, as you eat Kellogg's All Bran, you'll get rich, whole-grain protective food values straight from the outer layers of wheat, where whole grain proteins and vitamins and minerals are concentrated. So, if you don't have a package of Kellogg's All Bran, go to the grocers today and get this wonderful beneficial cereal. It's made by the makers of Kellogg's Pep. And like Pep, it's a pip. Well, we've already met the good neighbor, we've read the good neighbor letter, and we've awarded the good neighbor orchid. Has Uncle Corny come in, Bobby? Is he? Well, come on. There he is, Uncle Corny. Come on. Let's give him a welcome. Morning, Corny. How do you feel this morning?
Well, I feel pretty good today. I really do. I'm glad to see the good neighbors here, too.
Yeah. Yes, sir. They're a charming couple, Corny. After we get off the air, I want you to meet them.
Well, I'd be happy to meet him. Is that him standing there?
That's him.
Hi.
He waved back anyway.
Well, listen, I come in to ask you, will you give me the afternoon off?
If you want the afternoon off.
Yeah. Johnny Nelson told me to take me out to the airport with the couple he's going to marry on his bride and groom program today.
Out to the airport, huh?
Yeah. Yes, I went out there with them last week. We had a lot of fun.
You had a lot of fun.
Yeah, the pilot let me hold on to the propeller to their honeymoon special airplane while he started the motor.
You mean you held onto the propeller when he started the motor? What for?
Oh, I just wanted to go for a spin.
Well, yes, you're right. Well, you know, air travel is certainly the thing, Corny. Not only for Johnny's honeymooners, but for everybody else. Well, they say pretty soon you'll be able to eat your breakfast in Los Angeles and have your lunch in New York.
Well, that ain't so good.
It isn't.
No, I'm waiting for the day when I can start eating my dinner over Hollywood and have Mayor LaGuardia meet me with a second helping of potatoes.
You got a little joke?
Eh?
I say, if you got a little joke?
Yes, I got a joke.
Well, what is it?
Well, come to think of it, talking about food, come to think of it, instead of potatoes when I get to New York, I'd rather have pancakes.
You'd rather have pancakes?
And what's more, if LaGuardia will meet me at the airport, I'll bring my own milk and eggs and sugar.
Wait a minute, Corny. What's Mayor LaGuardia got to do with pancakes?
Well, you dope, besides the milk, the eggs, and the sugar, you got to have a little flour.
No! We've got so many awards to make here. The lovely DuBerry Beauty Kit and some flowers from Cedric's and another orchid, I'm afraid, and all that sort of thing. But right now, we're going to have to clear the network. You'll get out your songs, please. and make it ring, will you? We'll make those awards a little later. Come on now. You join us, will you? Thanks again, Mr. and Miss Phillips, for dropping in to see us. And that ends our Hollywood
time for today, friends. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow for more fun with our guests here in Tom Brenneman's restaurant. This is John Nelson turning the mic back to your host, Tom Brenneman.
Just to remind you to buy lots and lots of Christmas seals and use them. Fight tuberculosis with this mighty weapon. I guess that's all for now. Good luck to our nation and to our men and women all over the world. Till tomorrow, then. Goodbye, all.
Stay tuned for Kellogg's Home Edition, heard over most of these same stations immediately following the next announcement.
It's back for you and me, Kellogg's famous variety. The handy carton that makes breakfast fun, because now everybody can pick his favorite breakfast cereal. 10 separate packages, each containing a man-sized portion of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Crumbles, Pep, shredded wheat, or 40% bran flakes. They stay crisp and fresh. You just open packages as you need them, so there's no waste. Great for lunch boxes and outings, too. Be sure and ask your grocer for Kellogg's Variety today. This is the American Broadcasting Company. And ask your grocer for Kellogg's Variety today. This is the American Broadcasting Company.